वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th canto, chapter 10, and text today will be read 42 as well as 43. And this chapter is deliverance of the Yamal Arjun trees. Please repeat after me. तद्गच्छतम् मत्परमो नलकोबरसादनम् संजातो मयि भावो वाम् इप्सितः परमो भवः तद्गच्छतम् Now both of you may return. Mat Parama, accepting me as the supreme destination of life. Nalkubar, O Nalkubar and Manigriva. Sadhanam to your home. संजातः विंग सैचुरेटेड विथ मई अंटू मी भावः डिवोशनल सर्विस वाम बाय यू इप्सितः विच वाज डिजायर्ड परमः सुप्रीम Highest, always engaged with all senses. Abhavaha, from which there is no fall down into material existence. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Or Nalkubar and Manigriva. Now you may both return home. Since you desire to be always observed in my devotional service, your desire to develop love and affection for me will be fulfilled. and now you will never fall down from that platform. And little purpose writes, the highest perfection of life is to come to the platform of devotional service and always engage in devotional activities. Understanding this, Nalkubar and Manigriva desire to attain that platform, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead blessed them with the fulfillment of their transcendental desire. Next verse I will also read. श्री सुग उवाच इत्युक्तौ तव परिक्रम्य प्रणम्य च पुनः पुनः बद्धो खुलमान खुल बद्धो उलुखलम आमंत्र्य जगमतु दिशमुत्तरम ट्रांसलेशन सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हैविंग स्पोकन टू द टू डेमी गॉड्स इन दिस वे दे सर्कमबुलेटेड द लॉर्ड who was bound to the wooden mortar and offered offerings to him. After taking the permission of the Lord Krishna, they returned to their respective homes. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purports of the 10th canto, 10th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Deliverance of the Jamal Arjun Tree. So in this pastime, this verse, Krishna himself speaking, and this is the final statement, or final order to Nal, Kubar and Manikriya, and the whole episode of deliverance of Nal, Kubar and Manikriya ends here in this chapter. So we will come to this point, in which circumstances, what was the situation where Krishna was speaking to Nal, Kubar and Manikriya. I will go little behind to come up to this point, the story part, pastime part. We know Mother Yashoda bound Krishna in the robes. Krishna accepted the bond. And then after that, Mother Yashoda engaged herself in the household affair. And also Mother Yashoda told other boys, small boys of same age. At this point you must know that this particular pastime took place in the month of Kartik, Deepavali, Amavasya. Few days outside your Amavasya, Amavasya Tithi, this pastime took place. So Mother Yashoda told the boys, you be with Krishna. He was bound, and certainly Krishna was crying, tears were flowing down from his eyes. So for few seconds, few minutes, Krishna was crying. Otherwise, again he regained his normal situation, started to play. So since mortar, Ukhal was tied with Krishna. First Mother Yashoda tied a rope around the belly, stomach, abdomen of Krishna. And then another rope she tied in the mortar, Ukhal. And between Krishna and Ukhal mortar, there were five, six feet distance. So Krishna was a small boy that day, that particular time. Krishna was 3 years and hardly 3 months. This was the actual age, so you can imagine the age, how small he was. So though Krishna was walking at that time, but since he was bound, he was tied with the mortar, so he was not able to walk. So he was practically crawling, walking with the help of knees and elbow. Small boy tied in the mortar, crawling and dragging the mortar, Ukhal. This was the situation. And on his own, Krishna was not strong enough to drag the mortar, Ukhal. So the boys, friends, they were helping. Subal caught hold of the rope and he was pulling. He was in Krishna's side. And a few boys, Madhumangala, so they were also pulling, pushing the mortar. This way, Krishna was crawling and pulling and pushing both was with the mortar. In the courtyard of Mother Yashoda, there were two trees, Arjun tree. You know Arjun here, very famous, very strong tree here also. Tall, thick and strong. So there were twin tree, four tree, means root was together. That was the meaning of twin tree. So Krishna was crawling, pulling, and the boys were pushing the mortars, thus we are playing. And one point Krishna decided, Krishna came between two trees. They were side by side, they were not much more. So somehow or other, Krishna crossed. We went another side of the tree, both tree together. And when he was pulling, dragging, one point the mortar stuck. Mortar was big enough and it was not possible to come out. And it sort of little tilted also. Boys were helping, so that Krishna already had gone beyond that tree, other side of tree, but mortar was behind. They were helping, but nothing worked. So eventually, Krishna summoned all his potency, energy, on his command, and he started to drag, pulling. At that time, and children were also helping from behind. They become very much surprised. They all offered than both tree become uprooted. They broken and uprooted and fall flat on the ground. It was fortune for Krishna that both tree fall in the different direction, not in the Krishna side, different direction, other left and right. And that time one very strange thing happened, that when the tree smashed, crashed, a fierce sound came by the breaking of the tree. All the trunk, branch, sub branches, everything was completely broken, root was uprooted. Trunk and branches were trembling, fierce sound came. So much so that all the Brajavasi, including Mother Yashoda, they become like deaf. Their ear was not working. They could not hear anymore. Only sound they heard, the sound of the fierce sound from the tree, breaking of, crushing of the tree. And the two personality, extremely beautiful personality, they came out from the both tree. Two separate personality came out. They are so effulgent, they are so brilliant, so beautiful, that they were illuminating the whole direction. All the direction was completely illuminated. Darkness was removed from that point. Of course, it was daytime, no question of darkness, but when they came, they were illuminating. The whole the place was completely illuminated simply by the presence of that Nalkuba. Two personality. The boys, small boys, they become stunned. They could not figure out what is happening. First of all, they could not figure out how come that the big tree crashed, broken, uprooted. That was their surprise. And next surprise, two personality came, and they were so brilliant, so effulgent, so beautiful, as if they were illuminating, hold all the direction. And then the boy said, they both came closer to Krishna. First of all, they folded their hand, and immediately both personality, demigod, touched their respective forehead to the feet of Krishna. Of Krishna was still in the crawling position. Behind was mortar. The two personality, the one, I don't know which one, Nalkubar or Madigir, Nalkubar grabbed the foot, right foot of Krishna, and Madigir grabbed the left foot of Krishna. While Krishna one is crawling position, sitting position, they touch their respective head to the feet of Krishna and then standing. And they started prayer, very sublime, beautiful prayer they had offered to Krishna. this happened. So, when this incident took place, it means they were offering obeisances to Krishna. And after that, after offering obeisances, Krishna started to talk with them. A small boy, they were in a standing position, they were tall, really tall, maybe 7 feet at least their height was there, both personality. And Krishna was in crawling position, sitting position on the ground. Then Krishna directly spoke to the Nalkubar and Manigriva. Gyatam mam puravetat. While they were offering offerings, at that time, after prayer, towards the end of prayer, they introduced themselves to Krishna. What they have introduced? Anujanihi nau bhumas. My dear Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, though you are playing a role of a cowherd small boy, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and about us, you want to know about us, we are anujanihi anuchar kinkaro. We both, Sri Sri Krishna Radham ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha ji ki, Sri Sri Gaurnitai ki, Sri Srila Prabhupada ki. Towards the end of their prayer, they introduced themselves to Krishna. Bhagavan, anuchar kinkaro, we are servant of your servant, your dear servant, Shiva or Naradji, we are servant of Shiva, we are servant of Narad, or we are servant sons of Kuber. And then also they requested, not only that, actually we are servant of your Anuchar, the small boys who always play with you, who walk behind you, so they are your Anuchar, small boys, Gop Balak, we are servant of this small boy. Therefore, please engage us in your service as well as in the service of your servants. Means here, it boys, we want wholeheartedly to serve these small, your boy friends, Gop friends. And Krishna say, my dear Nalkubar and Manigriva, what you were talking about? Your presence here in Braja with me, it will be disturbance in my lila, in my play, my pastime. I have descended here on earthly planet to play a role of a human being, or better to say, I have descended on the earthly planet here in Braja to play a role of cowherd boy. And your presence would be like Rasabhas, big, big, tall, effulgent demigod hanging around us. It is really disturbance from me. It will be Rasabhas. So please, you return. At that time, when Krishna was mentioning about, no, your presence would be not very palatable, not very desirable for me, for my pastime. And then, final their request was then, bestow your pure devotional service unto me. Vani gunan kathane sranav kathayam hastav chakar masu manas sopad yurna. Then, my Lord, bless us that vani gunan kathane, our words, shabda, should be always engaged in glorifying you and your servant, your das, your sevaka. So many prayer they offer. And then this Sukhdev Goswami spoke, describing that Krishna started to smiling and while smiling, gyatam prasannah guhako. While widely smiling, Krishna addressed to Nalkubar and Manigiri. So these verses, this is the final verse Krishna addressing to Nalkubar and Manigiri. Order. First he told that, I know you were cursed or you were blessed by my servant, preacher Naradji. You are blessed. Due to his supreme benediction, of course, once Narad could understand the degraded position of Nalkubar and Manigiri, at that time also, Naradji summoned, collected all his Brahmatej, spiritual potency, to give the supreme benediction to the Nalkubar and Manigiri. Naradji became very, because Naradji was aware that these are the sons of Kubera, highly elevated personality. So Narad heart become filled with mercy, and immediately Narad collected all his Brahmatej, spiritual potency, to give the supreme benediction to this Nalkubar and Manigiri. Though it appears superficially that Narad cursed Nalkubar and Manigiri. So first of all, it was curse of Naradji. Since you are living like a tree, you remain naked, play naked, so you will be given a body of tree. You become a tree. And then Naradji could realize that since he wanted to give the supreme benediction, where they should take birth, so Naradji arranged that you will take birth in Gokul, Brajlila. The most Krishna performed his most confidential pastime in this track of land that is called Braj. So Naradji benediction was, supreme benediction was, they were given a chance to take birth in Gokula, Brajbhumi, in Vrindavan. And then also Naradji has blessed them that you will get the highest perfectional stage, a spontaneous attraction for Krishna. This was a blessing or benediction or whatever you are cursed by Naradji. So Krishna said, Gyatam mama puraiva. I know that Naradji, the most sublime personality, elevated personality, Naradji have given benediction to you to take birth in Vrindavan, Braja. And that time Krishna started to talk about the nature, characteristic, swabhav of a saintly person. Sadhunam samchittanam sutaram mat kritatmanam darsananno bhavet bandha punso akshno savitur yatha. So his quality of saintly person, sadhu, means their heart is always filled with mercy. They are merciful. One quality Krishna describes our saintly person, they are very much merciful. Mercy. And mat samchittana. Samchit. Samchit here, all acharya talks about the saintly characteristic of a saint. Samchit means he never finds fault in other person. It is not nature. It is never ever they find fault in the other person. Samchit. And they never take any offense. They don't take, if someone offends him, if they are offended, they don't take it very seriously, very lightly. Mat kritatmanam. They are always engaged in my devotional service. They have developed pure devotional, pure attraction for me. And then this verse talks about Therefore, since already you have obtained pure devotional service, pure attraction, Draganuga Bhakti towards me by the mercy of Narada, therefore, Gachata, you please return, you go. Mat Parmo, already you have accepted myself as the supreme destination of life, your life. You have taken me as your supreme shelter. Nalkubar Sadhanam. Nalkubar. Nal, only one name is. It seems that Nalkubar was elder one. Nalkubar, otherwise we are told. Only he said Nalkubar. Nalkubar, you please go. In Prabhupada, when the Nalkubar name, Prabhupada said Nalkubar and Manigriva. It means Nalkubar was superior, or it appears that he was elder. Nalkubar Sadhanam. Where we should go? Sadhanam. To your home. Means, what is the go your home? Where they would have gone? Hab log kahan bhej diye? Kahan gaye honge? Maharaj, Bhagavan Netkarde, you go to your house, to your home. Where was the home of Nalkubar and Manigriva? Kubera. Kubera is person. City he lived in Alkapuri. Mayapuri must have heard. So similar there is Alkapuri. So Krishna says, you go to your home. Prabhupada said, your respective home. Both have the same city we are living, maybe same palace even. They are sons of. So Nalkubar, you please go to your home, to your house. Alkapuri Sanjato Mai Bhavoham. You are completely saturated with the bhav. Bhav, you understand, bhav. Rupa Goswami talks about a stage, how we develop devotional service. Ado sradha tato sadhu sanga atha bhajana kriya and anarth nivirti nishtha ruchi ashakti and the eighth stage. Prem is ninth one, final stage. So since by the mercy of Naradji or mercy of me, I have bestowed you bhav bhakti. Tad gachat sanjato mai bhava. Your heart is completely saturated with bhav bhakti, prema bhakti. When you, it's a certain quantity of water, you take a put a salt. So immediately salt becomes excited to dissolve. But one point it becomes such a condition that it could not be dissolved. Even the sugar, put one glass of water and put some sugar, in the beginning it will dissolve. It will like sugar will lose its identity, dissolve. But one point to put on, keep on powering sugar, one point it will become saturated, no more. So your heart is saturated with, there is no any possibility of more bhav bhakti to be accommodated in your heart. It means completely highest perfectional stage you have achieved. Sanjato mai bhavam. You have developed that bhav bhakti. Vam, you ipsita, you desired. It appears that one point Nalkubar and Manigriva developed intense desire or greed to have got Raganuga bhakti, bhav bhakti. When they came in touch with Naradji, by the mercy of Naradji, by simply glance of Naradji, their whole attitude our their life absolutely changed. And that time, by the influence of, by presence of, by association of Narad ji, they developed intense desire, intense greed to get the bhav bhakti. You know, what actually, what is the qualification? On what point, what should be qualification we should have in order to get a pure devotional service, Araganuga Bhakti? What qualification, what attitude is required if really someone interested to get pure devotional service? Then what attitude, what type of mentality he should maintain? This question was asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Rai Ramanand Rai. Krishna bhakti rasbhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. Rai Ramananda, Krishna bhakti rasbhavita mati kriyatam. Krishna rasbhavita mati. Immediately, if you are walking in the some marketplace, if it is available, someone is selling, immediately you should buy it, purchase it. Don't make any delay. If somewhere available in market, Krishna bhakti rasbhavita mati kriyatam. It is like imperative, adesh, you must purchase. Kutopi labhyate, if it is possible, if it is available anywhere. Then what about price? What price we should pay? So Rai Ramanand talks about the price. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. If you can pay this price, only this price is competent enough to buy the Krishna Prem. Tatra laulyam, intense laul, greed, intense desire to have it, get it. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. Only one price, if can afford this price, if can pay this price, intense love, intense desire, intense greed to have it, then only you can get. So here Krishna says, Vam ipsita. Since you had developed desire, you are competent enough, you are qualified enough to get the pure devotional service. That is reason why, by the mercy of Naraji, all directly mercy of me, Sanjato Mai Bhava. So please return to your home, means heavenly planet. And him heavenly planet, not Amravati. Amravati is the city where who lives in Amravati, Indra. The in heavenly planet, there are very celebrated some cities are there. In Maharashtra also we have heard that there is Amravati, some city, but it is not as glorious as Amravati of Indra. However, name is similar. But you go to Alkapuri, then they become the Nalkubar and Manigri, they become very much disappointed. They have, by the mercy of Devarshi Narad, they were able to get their residence, their birth in Braja, and Krishna directly can't know you go there. Again they requested, my dear Lord, no, we want to remain here. We want to be with, we will become the servant of the cowherd boy, your servant. We will do, you need not to herding the cow, grazing the cow, we will do for you, you simply play. Somewhere in the valley of Govardhan, we will take care of cow, we will herding the cow, we will be grazing cow. No, they see your presence, that Pan Krishna, I have descended here to play the role of a human being, or but not human being, better to say I have a descendant here in the Brajbhumi, Vrindavan, to play the role of cowherd boy, your presence will be disturbance for me in the Rasabhas. So then ityukto, then Krishna said, no, you should go. Ityukto to parikramyam. Then become disappointment, but since this was the order of the agya of Lord Krishna, they took permission, they put their order, agya, on their head, accepted very humbly, and then they did parikramya. By the time all the small boys, they were very much surprised what is happening. And then they came closer to Krishna when they were praying, offering obeisances, the Nalkuvaram. They were so Nalkuvaram Manigiri, they took opportunity and what they parikramya, they did circumambulation, parikarma, they went around Krishna. Not only time, they are going around one time offering obeisances to Krishna and then again standing and then going around towards them. Parikramya, they were doing parikarma of Krishna, and the cowherd boy and also mortar, ukhal, and the ropes and pranamya, obeisances, parikarma, punah punah, again and again, many times they did. And they took permission, they bid farewell on Krishna, and Jagmathur, they departed Uttar Disham, in north direction. First they wanted to see Naradji. Naradji Ashram is Badrika Ashram. You must have visited Vrishikesh. Here he was. They started their journey from Gokul, here Vrindavan. And you know, where is the Badrinath? This direction, north direction. Because they were very much grateful to Naradji. So they wanted to inform, they wanted to have darshan of Devarsi Narad. And Naradji, he lives in the Badrika Ashram. So they went there. When they were offering obeisances, there is very celebrated verse. Wo kaise hai na, athma shlok hai. Namastestu dhamne sphuratupti dhamne todiye udara atha vishwasra dhamne. When they started to offer obeisances, so they were offering obeisances. Namaste, namaste tu, we are offering obeisances to you. Not only you, the rope, your dham, asprudhi, todi udar, offering obeisances to your feet, as well rope, as well the mortar, and not only but the cowherd boy, very small, but it's still like offering cowherd boy, not only was present cowherd boy, we are offering for all the Brajbasi, all the gopas, all the gopis, not only go, all the animals, all the cow, all the goats, or any creature living in the Brajbhumi, even birds and trees, creepers, herbs, and not only herbs, the dust also, they started to offering offerings of dust of Vrindavan, and they took some dust from the ground and they smear on their head and thus they take leave, they're ready to go there, their respective place. So ityukto to parikramya pranamya cha punah punah, again Nalkubar and Madigiri, they are offering obeisances to Krishna, not only Krishna, to ropes. Krishna was tying in that celebrated rope of Mother Yashoda, and the mortar also, ukhal, इट वॉज वुडन वन, लकड़ी का उखल था, यहाँ पर पत्थर का रखा हुआ. एंड दे वर वेरी मच ग्रेटफुल. मदर जसोदा, इफ मदर जसोदा वुड नॉट हैव ट्राइड टुडे कृष्णा, डूड नॉट हैड गेट दैट अपॉर्चुनिटी. ऑफकोर्स दे आर फॉर्चुनेट. बाई दैट टाइम कृष्ण वॉज 3 years ओल्ड. वन डे कृष्ण वॉज ट्राइंग टू क्लाइम अप ऑन द ट्री एंड बट बलराम वॉज ऑल्सो हेल्पिंग फ्रॉम बिहाइंड. कृष्ण वॉज ट्राइंग टू क्लाइम अप बट इट ही वॉज टू स्मॉल एंड टू वीक. इट डिड नॉट हैपन. कृष्ण वॉज नॉट सक्सीडेड. हाउ एवर वन डे वेल मदर जसोदा वॉज फीडिंग हर विश मिल्क टू कृष्णा एंड मदर जसोदा वॉज ऑल्सो वॉकिंग. सो वन ब्रांच ऑफ ट्री वॉज वेरी लो. सो मदर जसोदा टच टेक दैट लीप एंड दैट लीप कृष्णा ऑल्सो टच द लीप. नॉट वन लिटर द ब्रोक द लीप. सो दिस ऑल दिस पास्ट टाइम दे वर रिमेम्बरिंग कंटिन्यूअस फॉर थ्री ईयर एंड ऑलमोस्ट 3 months. नलकुबर एंड मणिग्रीव हैज क्लोज एसोसिएशन. वेन कृष्ण वॉज कमिंग आउट फ्रॉम हाउस इमीडिएटली ट्री वेयर द कोर्ट यार्ड. सो दे हैव सीन, दे हैव विटनेस द ऑल द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ कृष्ण हु टूक प्लेस अंडर नीथ द जमल अर्जुन ट्री. सो दे आर वेरी मच जुबिलेंट, वेरी मच हैप्पी टू बी देयर. बट टूडे समथिंग मोर हैपन एंड दे वेरी रिग्रेट वॉज दिस दैट टूडे कृष्ण वॉज रिटर्निंग. सो अदर डिस्क्रिप्शन डिस्क्राइब दैट आउटवर्ल्ड इट अपियर्स दैट दे आर वेन हैप्पी, दे आर वेरी मच मोरोस टूडे. नो मोर दे आर अलाउड टू रिमेन इन वृंदावन. सो दे आर बोथ ऑफ देयर आईज बिकम मोस्ट एंड they become other moisture. The tears flowing freely from their eyes and again they are folded and looking towards the Krishna circumlocutory offering of incense and towards the end they proceeded to the north direction Alkapuri. Or before Alkapuri they wanted to visit inform their spiritual master and they were servant, they were associates of Lord Shiva. Of course Lord Shiva also lived in that tract of land. So they pushed her. So verse Dishtaram Uttaram, they returned to their home with their heart was very heavy with sorrow, with heaviness of love for Krishna, heaviness for that seeing, witnessing the pastime, like motherly affection of Krishna, motherly affection of Mother Yashoda towards Krishna, remembering the pastime, and both return to their respective, here Prabhupada, respective home, their city, their residence, Alkapuri. And thus ends the pastime of Nalkubar and Manipur. So any question or comment? Clockwise go? Clockwise.
When someone's intoxicated or speaking mad, sometimes the doctor may slap them in the face and snap out of it, you know, come back to your senses. So why couldn't Arjuna Muni just touch their head and enlighten them, just like Krishna did for Dhruva Maharaj? He became totally enlightened by Krishna's touch, the Pancha. Couldn't Narada Muni just, understand that they're intoxicated, they're mad, and just by his mercy made them pure devotees on the spot instead of having to go through 100 celestial years in the tree? Mm. Did you understand that? Do you want to say anything? So like when someone is a little bit crazy, he slapped and say, snap out of it. Oh, thank you, Couldn't Narada Muni just give them the blessing of becoming pure devotees on the spot?
He did. What as soon as he glanced, he saw the awkward position of Nal Kubaran, immediately mercy, Narad Rishi's heart became filled with mercy, and he summoned all his spiritual potency to give the highest supreme benediction. For that reason, immediately it appears his curse. No, this is due to mercy. They do not deserve, they do not remain here in such an awkward position, such a rajoguna. Immediately they should be in the Vrindavan. So that was the highest supreme benediction. Immediately go there, live there. And while the day they came in Vrindavan, immediately they were feeling the influence, prabhav of the Bhumi was there. They were submerged in the transcendental bliss. Of course, they have attained that stage by Narada, that attitude. And when they started to relish, they started to enjoy the bliss of the pure devotional service simply by presence in the track of land braja, which is considered to be the most confidential place for Krishna. Of Krishna displayed his most confidential pastime here in braja, Ras Leela. वैकुंठा जनितो बरा मधुपुरी तत्रा पिरासो सवाद वृंदारण्यम उदार वृंदारण्यम. सो द डे दे केम इन टच विथ देवर्षि नारद, व्हेन दे केम इन एसोसिएशन ऑफ द सेम डे द सेम मोमेंट देयर होल इम्प्यूरिटी वॉज रिमूव्ड, बिकम प्योर एंड केम इन ब्रज. दैट ही वॉज रिलीसिंग पार्ट, दैट वॉज नॉट प्यूरिफिकेशन. Outward it appears that in the celestial 100 years in the body of tree, but they were enjoying, they were relishing the presence, the residence, the residing bliss of Vrindavan.
So after Krishna had freed him, the money, both of them, after Krishna freed him,
afterward, the next chapter describes. Next after one thing that I thought, let me more report. When they were asking that we want to serve you, then that boys, small boys, you want service, you don't know the Krishna is tied, why not untie? You are want to render some service to Krishna. Krishna is such a awkward position, you are required, why not you do it? But when they came to know, of course they were knowing that Mother Yashoda has one, they could not gather courage, they could not dare to touch the rope. So at that time Krishna also, you are taking, I want to serve it, why not to untie me? I will be free. Krishna did not tell, the boys were telling, but he could not, no, we can't do anything, undo which is plan of Mother Yashoda. We can't go against Mother Yashoda. We couldn't dare to go against Mother. Mother Yashoda has, she will do. Okay.
They were definitely able, that's why they came. But in that particular extreme position, how they became affectionate to drinking and also women, finding women, enjoying them in the water. And after that, he got the curse, they got the curse from Narmuni. and they came back to this higher place in Vrindavan. Even after that, Lord Krishna came down to them and they paid the obeisance to the lotus feet of the Supreme Truth in Godhead. Even then, after doing all these things, they did not go back to Godhead, Vaikuntha or Guru Vrindavan. They have stayed here in this middle world, not outside of this area. Why is it like that?
And Krishna here says, I was Krishna, of course I was repeating the Sanjato Mai Bhavova. If you have attained the highest perfectional stage, and that stage, Grihe Thako, Bone Thako, Sada Hariva, anywhere that devotee lives, if at that stage, either they are, of course, and one thing was, Krishna wanted, when they returned, then Alkapuri, when they describe the mercy of Krishna, mercy of Narada, the whole that they are describing. So, Krishna wanted, of course, they were qualified enough, competent enough to go Vaikuntha planet, and even remain in Vrindavan, still, for preaching purpose. Vrindavan was such a sublime place, best place for cultivate Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada left Vrindavan at the age of 70. Not that America is very, very nice place for cultivate Krishna consciousness. But still, a sadhu, so they have obtained Krishna consciousness for perfectional stage. So Krishna sent them, be their heavenly planet and preach them also. For that reason, that was glorious part of. Okay, I think we are getting late. However, and formal class is finished. You may go and respect Avnar Prasadam, take time for. But whosoever wants to, few minutes, they may remain. Otherwise, farmer class is over. You are free to go and honor Prasadam in Krishna Hall. Okay, please.
Thank you for your
that part you need not to say.
One
here, of course, Prahasan word, Krishna was smiling. Why Krishna was smiling? Before speaking, he started to smile. Wide smile, Prabhupada termed, wide smile was on the face of Krishna. So usually, this is very celebrated function that when a person, I have written Sanskrit, yo mukta swayam anya mochaka. If one is free from bondage, he is competent enough to untie the bondage of other person. So here, apparently, they were free from bondage, karma bandhan, nalkuban and maligiri, they are standing. They were in the tree body, but they came out. They were free from bondage, karma bandhan. And Krishna was still in the bondage. So when they were of, usually what happens, the liberated person, a conditioned person, conditioned living entity, he requests praise to liberated person, asking mercy. Here completely opposite. Krishna was in the bond of Mother Yashoda in rope, and they were absolutely free. So these were opposite action. For that reason, Krishna was widely smiling. उल्टा हो रहा है ना, बंधा हुआ व्यक्ति है. I am bound. Human being, cowherd boy, they are demigod, free from any boundary. So, and they are now offering offerings. I should have offered offerings to them. I would have requested, please untie me, take out my tie, release me. But this opposite activity is taking place. For that reason, Krishna was smiling. Here, exact word in the exact word is that a Sanskrit word. I have written that part also here. Yo mukta, one who is liberated, free from bond, that person can untie, makes other person free. But here it is Shruti. All the Vedic literature describe that if someone wants to elevate someone on the spiritual platform, that person must be elevated himself. So for that reason Krishna was smiling. Now here absolutely in the Leela part, Krishna was a small boy, cowherd boy, helpless, crying. Mother has disrespected, mother has threatened. Such a awkward position. And these demigods, my God, they are such effulgent personality, they are offering offenses. This is not befitting. They are completely opposite activity. For that reason, Krishna was just smiling. Prahasan, word is here, Sukadeva Goswami, Prahasan Aha. While widely smiling, Krishna spoke, addressed to Nalkubar and Manigriva. So here is Srila Prabhupada ki jai.